We have celebrated the coming of the Holy Spirit. We know that we have received the Spirit and now we are sent out into the world. Today's readings tell us that our being sent out is to be salt for the world, to be light for the world, to be agents of the gospel in the world. And to do that, first reading reminds us, is to participate in the yes of Jesus to the Father. I'd like to connect this to a current conversation that goes on in the world. Even Pope Leo has made mention of this, the current concern about the development of the powerful technology AI, artificial intelligence. I recently learned that part of the lingo of AI is the word agent. It's one thing to use these AI programs to scan your document and summarize it, or to find something for you, research for you. But that's not the most powerful use of the technology. What is being developed now is these AI programs can actually do tasks, and you can even train them to do them in the way you do them, to write the way you write, to speak the way you speak, to choose the kind of thing you choose. And the term they use for an AI program that is that powerful is an agent. So people train their agent. It's almost like you have an assistant. And you can imagine, or maybe we can't imagine, how wonderful this technology is if it's used for good, and how terrible it is if it's used for evil. But anyway, the term is agent. And for some reason that stuck in my mind because it sounds almost like a person. Well, the agent we saw on Pentecost Sunday was the Holy Spirit. The agent of the Father and the Son is the Holy Spirit. It's not really a very good description of the Holy Spirit, because it sounds like the Holy Spirit was trained by the Father and the Son. No, the Holy Spirit is the eternal agent of the Father and the Son, the perfect agent, the one who perfectly puts into effect the will of God. And that didn't change. That didn't happen on Pentecost. That's always the case. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. We'll be celebrating this on Trinity Sunday. But what's striking with Pentecost is that this divine agent is poured into the hearts of ordinary human beings, the apostles or us, and transforms us into agents. We become agents of God, or ambassadors of God, by the power of the Spirit. That's the whole point of this part of the liturgical year. Once we reach Pentecost, we realize all that Jesus Christ accomplished, all that's revealed is given to us, and now we are to be the agents of God to bring it into the world. And we can't imagine how wonderful that is if we use this power for the kingdom, or how terrible it is if we use it for evil. Well, this, I think, helps us understand what Jesus is talking about when he uses these images of salt and light in today's gospel. You are the salt of the earth. You are to be agents of flavor, to agents of preservation, agents of purity in the world. And if you do that, well, then the world benefits. And if you don't, well, then you're worthless. You might as well be thrown out and trampled underfoot. How stark the contrast is between being an agent of God and not being an agent of God. Or, as Jesus says, you are the light of the world. What a great thing to be light. What a powerful effect light has on the world, and how terrible it is when light is smothered or hidden or practically put out. Well, we're called to be light, to be light in the world, and to bring light into the darkness of the world, fully aware that darkness opposes light, and we will be opposed. But Jesus says your light must shine. It must shine so that people can see that light and give glory to our Heavenly Father. So the purpose of being light is not so that people look at us and see how bright we are, but so that they can see the goodness of God and give praise to God. Just like salt is not to make everything taste salty, but to enhance the flavor of everything else. So these agents are not, we are not for ourselves. We receive and we benefit, yes. But now, if we're going to really benefit, we have to be at the service of others. For this to happen, we need to clarify how this works, how this agency works. And Paul speaks about this in today's first reading. He says, we're not yes and no. We're not yes and no. Just like Jesus is all yes, we who are his agents are all yes. And Paul speaking in his name and also in the name of his companions, Silvanus and Timothy. As agents of Jesus Christ, they want to do what he does. How can anyone be all yes? I mean, we know very well that we can't even go through one day without some no's creeping in. Well, we can't do it on our own. We do it by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why it's beautiful. This reading comes after Pentecost. How can anyone be all yes? By the power of the Holy Spirit. How can anyone be salt and light in the world? By the power of the Holy Spirit. And Paul explains this. Now, this is rather dense theology here that he throws in at the end of this reading about how the amen goes through Christ and the glory of God and all this. Well, this is a good thing to reflect on because it's a good preparation for Trinity Sunday. His point is that everything comes from God through Christ. The amen, because Jesus Christ gives the perfect response to the Father. That's the amen, the yes to the Father. Everything comes from the Father through the Son, and everything comes through the Son to the Father. That's why he says, the amen from us also goes through him to God for glory. So that there's this, communication of this yes. And then he adds, the one who makes this possible is the one who anointed us with God. How did he anoint us? He put his seal upon us and has given the Spirit in our hearts as a first installment. So here we bring in the Holy Spirit. This is Trinitarian theology. How does this yes go from the Father through the Son? In the Holy Spirit. So by the power of the Holy Spirit, the yes of God comes through Christ to us, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, we respond through Christ to the Father. It might sound very theoretical, but it's beautiful. We are inserted, in other words, into this divine dynamic of light and salt and love and life. In the Mass, there is an expression of this, which maybe we take it for granted because we hear it in every single Mass. At the very end of every Eucharistic prayer, it actually comes from Eucharistic prayer number one, but the Church decided to place it at the end of every Eucharistic prayer, that little doxology, we call it, through him, with him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor are yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Or maybe I'm misspeaking it, but you know what it is, that through him, that's through Christ, in Christ, with Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit. So it's exactly what Paul is saying here. In fact, that doxology is based in part on this reading, that everything, that the way to give glory to the Father is through him, through Jesus Christ, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit. That's how we give glory to God. Now, when it comes to putting it into practice, well, we have to be ready to yield to the Holy Spirit in the slightest ways, to be patient, to be merciful, to be dutiful, to be prompt to respond to the need of the moment. And it could be very, very simple, a very simple need, or even a hidden act of goodness. But that's the power of the Holy Spirit at work in us, making us light in the world, salt in the world through Christ, which gives glory to the Father. Okay, so it's good to reflect on these things this time of year between Pentecost and Trinity Sunday. We should be reflecting on this divine life which is poured into our hearts and how it makes us agents in our daily life of the kingdom of God in the world.